This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, hour number two of the G-Back Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson, a great place to come eat and drink. And Crown Royal has some great giveaways for you today. If you'd like to come on by, just ask us for them, and we shall provide. There is Cowboys trade rumors provided today from one Trey Wingo, a proper Texan. He's dialed in, not only to the NFL scene, but particularly with the Raiders. He says the Cowboys are talking to the Raiders about a trade for Max Crosby, and we'll be getting more into that coming up in about 20 minutes here in the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening. Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. What we can tell you right now, and these things can move very fast, but right now it seems preliminary. Nothing imminent is a good way to categorize it, but it's very exciting. The Cowboys are showing interest.
Yeah, this is, Jerry and others are at the owners' meeting in New York right now, and Jerry even talked about how easy it is to walk up and to talk to personnel guys or, you know, people, the owners. It's an owners meeting, but you have other staff members that are along with you there. So, depending on a Todd Williams or guys like that or whoever's with Jerry could be able to, they could have a conversation with and just kind of lay some groundwork. But from the Cowboys end of it, doesn't sound like it's something that they're making the calls. This we have to check and see is, okay, it's not like it's coming from the Raiders side of things. And maybe the Raiders are floating the trial balloons right now. You know, the coaches, every once in a while coaches will say, you know, we probably need to maybe move on from Max Crosby here. We probably need some more. It'd be nice to have the picks. We're not a very good team, blah, blah, blah. You know, until it's Mark Davis and Spytek and those guys like that from the Raiders front office, then, you know, you kind of just – see, but I think Trey Wingo is very well connected with a lot of things in the NFL. I think he's got a really good connection with the Raiders. So from that end of it, though, they're probably floating some ideas and Trey reported that.
A lot of options out there, yeah. And we'll continue to talk about all of them as we are joined now by Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus here in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Cowboys. Dalton, good afternoon. Thanks for jumping on with us. How you doing?
Fantastic. Appreciate you having me on.
Man, how much would Max Crosby put the Cowboys in contention from your perspective?
I think they would go from maybe a team that's obviously very one-sided and you may be thinking about as a borderline playoff team to one that you think about a lot more seriously in that context, right? Because they have been lacking so much on defense and they've been so one-sided. And certainly the offense is playoff caliber, especially now with CeeDee Lamb healthy. You can tell that they could score with anybody. That doesn't take a genius to figure that out. When you have Prescott and Lamb and Pickens, and I'll tell you, Javonte Williams, the way he's been running has been so surprising. But the Cowboys need help at a lot of different positions. You had a player like Crosby, a veteran who's been one of the best players in the league for several years. That really starts to change the picture back into, okay, this team at least stands a chance on defense because they don't need the best defense in the league. They need an average defense that their offense can just overcome and get enough stops on that side.
Compare and contrast Max and Micah Parsons. Who would you rather have type of thing for the rest of this season and playoffs?
I mean, Parsons, I think, is the better player. You're talking about a guy who's arguably the second or third best pass rusher in the league. I would have Myles Garrett as the best defensive player in the league, and Parsons might be second. Crosby, the big thing that he does bring, though, and he's done it throughout his career, is both production as a pass rusher and as a run defender. For multiple years, he's been one of the best run defenders in football, and we know for Dallas that's just as important, right? They're trying to figure out the right pieces in this run defense, obviously getting Kenny Clark back in the Parsons trade, trying to figure out with a lot of young players on the edge, even at linebacker, but Crosby helps your run defense just as much. So it would bring maybe a little bit less than Parsons as a pass rusher, but it would also improve your run defense in the process.
Okay, we have lots of other Cowboys questions for you, but since you brought up Myles Garrett, I was wondering, how did he end up with a better PFF score a couple of weeks ago than T.J. Watt?
So the idea is when we grade these things, right, obviously there's the surface level stats like sacks and pressures and things like that. But so often when we're grading defense alignment, it is about how often and how well they execute their assignment, right? How much they win those one-on-one battles. And that goes into underneath things like pass rush win rate, which you don't often see on the surface unless you're really looking for it. So it's not really so much that Garrett et al. Didn't produce or played a bad game or anything like that. It's that the Browns just did a nice job of trying to work the game plan around him, right? He was still beating their offensive tackles, but they designed plays for Aaron Rodgers to bootleg away from him. They didn't run to Garrett's side so he could dominate on the ball. So while he didn't necessarily make a lot of plays on the football, he was winning a lot of the battles in the trenches and really affecting what the Steelers were able to call because they really couldn't do anything towards Garrett's side.
Hey, Dalton, has anybody ever told you have the cadence of Mel Kiper when you talk?
Honestly, no. It's if that's the case, it's not intentional. But
no.
I can hear it.
For my whole life, we do the draft around here. But your cadence is very good. It's very Mel Kiper like, and I'm saying that as a compliment.
So. Dalton, can you give us a Todd?
I appreciate that. I mean, I don't really think about, maybe just the plenty of influences and all the broadcasters and analysts I've watched my whole life. Maybe that's the one that gets through there, I suppose.
Well, you got a great set of pipes there, Dalton. So thank you so much for joining us. We love John Owning. He's one of our buddies and part of the PFF family. But, last week, as you know, J.J. Watt and others took quite criticism when it came to the grading. So can you take us behind the scenes? How does this work? Do you have Uber drivers that are walking around grading just off the TV copy and pumping out their grades on the next day? What do we need to know about the behind the scenes of how PFF evaluates?
No, that's a very simplified assessment of what we do and certainly not entirely accurate. Look, we do on the first run of these games, we go through the TV copy, but especially for the NFL games, we have our best guys on it. And every single game that we do NFL, college, even into the CFL now for the Canadian League, it goes through a second review process. When we get the all 22 about 3 hours or so after a game, we get our top guys right on it to fill in any sort of differences that there might be, any sort of discrepancies there might be, because you can't see everything without the all 22, right? And I would say, for the TV copy, yes, we do it the first time around through that, and we train our guys, and I was one of them. I did it for 3 years, the best that we can to see as much as we possibly can when it comes to run concepts and assignments and, production, obviously, on the ball for certain positions and the way certain coverages work and things like that. You do the best you can with that, but we do get the all 22. Every single game goes through to one of our top 10 to 12 guys, somewhere in there. That's an exclusive group when you talk about the all 22 reviewers. I did it for a little bit on the passing side, reviewing quarterbacks and receivers and DBs and things like that. So it is not just blindly, okay, we're just going to do it from this one run through. It goes through twice, and anything borderline, we basically put any questions into the big kind of council that we have of our top guys and go, okay, what do we all think of this? And there's plenty of plays throughout a game like that where, we've got former coaches on staff and things like that that we can ask a second, third, fourth opinion on because we make sure we get it right.
So what do we do when we look up Max Crosby's career PFF numbers and we see over the last couple of seasons he dropped from a 90 into the 70s? Is that a clear indication of a decline or some statistical quirks that can happen depending on surroundings? How do you put that kind of stuff in context?
Yeah, I mean, there are some quirks that can happen, and it's everything's within the context. So it's not just always, oh, this guy's got a slightly lower grade, so obviously he's a worse player, right? Then I think what the grades are, as much as anything, is a guide towards, okay, thinking about why this might be happening. Same on the other one, on the other side, when a player might be breaking out, right? A young guy who's, let's say, take a Jackson Smith and Jigba for the Seahawks, and now he's exploding, and why is he so great? Okay, we can dig into it. Like Crosby last year, I would say he wasn't healthy. He had, I believe it was an ankle injury that he was trying to play through, and he wasn't all that healthy. And this year, look, there's certain times of context when you go, Max Crosby's really the only notable guy on that Raiders defense. Getting doubled and triple teamed a lot doesn't necessarily get all of the opportunities to dominate a game, so it can be a little bit lower. But even the scale, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
There needs to be some education on that, because even if a guy's grading, say, I don't know, a 77 or 78, wherever he's at right now, that's a really solid football player if you've got that during the season. Is it the 90, the elite grade that we're used to from Crosby? Maybe not, but considering his surroundings and everything like that, that's still solid, and if you were to add it to a better environment, maybe it shoots right back up there.
So what do the advanced metrics indicate about how well Dak Prescott's playing? Like, what would be some of the talking points that you would point to and be like, wow, this is where you can really see that he's leveled up in a big way?
Oh, he's been outstanding. I mean, when you talk about this is really actually the way that he played, especially a lot of the metrics are very similar to what we had in 2023, and I think there's several factors to this. You get George Pickens in there, it opens up the offense vertically. He's been one of the best passers in the league, throwing vertically down the field. He's got a top three or four passing grade. I believe he has the best turnover-worthy play rate of his career, so not only is he creating the explosive plays downfield, he's putting the ball in danger less often than ever, which is a big thing for us. I mean, it just, that gets weighted in as much as the big throws and all the positive stuff you see, is that can you avoid negatives? Because we've found that avoiding those negatives on a week-to-week basis, that really sets a really high floor for what a quarterback is able to do, and then that gets baked into the grades and, say, a Dak Prescott grading around a 90 right now. So it all goes together, but right now he's playing maybe even better than he did 2 years ago when he finished second in the MVP voting. He's squarely in that conversation this year. He's been outstanding.
We love talking about the BTTs, the big-time throws. How does that get measured? What qualifies as a big-time throw?
So, yeah, I mean, this is a part where it can be a bit subjective, but generally what you're talking about is throws that are more vertically down the field, possibly into tight windows, and then having the proper accuracy that comes with that ball, a combination of ball placement and distance, and then just certain times, again, those tight windows and working through coverages. You know, I think about, say, an example is like both of those deep balls in the first half that Prescott hit to George Pickens on the go balls. Like, yeah, you could not throw a ball any better than that. And we got different levels of it, too, because there's not, basically on our grading scale, there's nine different values and the grading scale that you could get on any given play, and a big time throw would be on the top three of that scale. So you're talking about those throws right there. Those are the throws. And I mean, really, when you think about it in the simplest sense, those are like the highlight reel throws. When you go back in at the end of the year and a guy's got 20 big time throws, those are the ones where you go, like, you're like, wow, okay, that's that 30, 40-yard go ball that he nailed. That's that ball down the seam that just beat the safety, perfect ball placement. So really just the highest graded throws on our scale get categorized in there.
Dalton, I was an NFL scout for 13 years, and the thing that I even had problems with when I was in-house doing pro personnel stuff was whose responsibility it was on a play. And I think sometimes when we grade, we don't know where, like, okay, whose responsibility was that? How much do you guys go through? And you said you got coaches on your staff. Do you lean on those guys to kind of figure out if there's some questions about near defender and giving up a play?
Oh, absolutely. Those discussions are had, I'll tell you, in almost every game we review this, something that comes up. Because when you talk about, say, coverages, right, and we break it down to every granular, every guy's assignment, we have processes with that, with reading coverages. And look, if we're not sure of, say, if a team is in some sort of trap coverage, or if it's like a variation of cover four or four palms or something like that, yeah, we'll throw it out there to the group of our reviewers and go, hey, what do we think of this? And we have experts in coverages. We have experts in offensive line play and the run game, and even in the run game, say with certain fronts and things like that, do we think the tackle should have stayed on the double or advanced to the second level? These are things that, Steve Spagnuolo even made comments about this a few weeks ago, talking about this and going, he's like, well, they don't know everything we do. And, well, that's true. We're not going to know everything they do, sure, unless we're in the coach's office and in the locker room and all that. But absolutely, a lot of it gets cross-referenced, and we get 2, 3, and 4 opinions before putting the final grade on that. That's a huge factor that definitely we go through the process on.
Dalton Wasserman, PFF, with us. Is as good as the Cowboys' offense is, it's crazy to see that the Colts is just as good or better through 7 weeks so far. Are they for real? Is the Colts' offense that good, and are they better than the Cowboys?
Better than the Cowboys. I'd love to see them play head-to-head. That would be fun, because the Cowboys lean a little more vertical and they're more explosive. But I'll tell you what, that Colts, that offense, that's for real, for sure. Their offensive line has been arguably the best in football this year. There's a reason Jonathan Taylor is leading the league in rushing. And I think that's the big thing with both of those teams, is that you have balance, right? Both teams can run the football at a very high level right now. And Daniel Jones is just playing point guard in the right offense for him. For as much as this gets said about the players and Jones and Taylor and the O-line and all of that, Shane Steichen is just calling absolute money games every single week. He's got weapons. The rookie tight end Tyler Warren, I think, has been such a huge factor in their success as a receiver and a blocker. Their offense is for real. As long as Daniel Jones keeps, keeping the ball out of danger, and he hasn't really put the ball in harm's way very much this year outside of the Rams game, he's been outstanding in the entire offense. They just have so much balance, and I think that's the most dangerous part about them.
Dalton, we're pumped about the possibility of a Max Crosby, but linebacker is certainly a weakness right now at this defense, and you do great work with college football. Is this looking like this is a really talented linebacking class in the upcoming draft?
Yeah, there's some good ones, especially if you're looking for a run defender. I think about Anthony Hill from Texas, right down the street from you guys, is going to be a hot name. C.J. Allen from Georgia is an outstanding run defender. He is just excellent. I think nowadays with linebackers, that there's so few guys that can do it all, like, say, a Fred Warner, that can both be elite in run defense and coverage. So I think even drafting multiple of those guys might help you. I think another guy maybe in the mid rounds, like an Austin Romaine from Kansas State, great vision, great ability to read an offensive line, and just one of the elite run defenders in college football. So it depends what types of guys you're looking for, but I think this linebacker class is pretty good. I'm seeing some good ones out there.
Dalton, can't thank you enough for your time. Thanks for giving us your perspective and your insights here on this football team in this league, man. Best of luck to you guys at PFF.
Anytime. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Yeah, there he goes. Dalton Wasserman. I guess I should ask him for a scouting report on Arch Manning or something like that.
Yeah, we can have him back on to talk college football again.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's got it all. He's got it all covered, man. That's a hell of a football guest. So thanks to Woolchuck for booking him. We are live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson, and Crown Royal is with us. They got Crown Royal sunglasses. They got a Crown Royal Cowboys salute to service custom cups with a straw. This thing is beautiful. It looks like a Crown Royal bottle, but it's like a – could you imagine this at a tailgate?
Maybe
the game,
youth
sports game, something like that. Okay, we got the C note coming up next. Cowboys news of the evening, and we have to reset you on what's been a very busy day of Cowboys trade rumoruskies. That's coming up next here, G-Back Nation on the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.